Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wildfire response and community update. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. During the August 24th Facebook Live press conference, several concerns were raised regarding communication during the wildfire crisis. Many of the issues were addressed during the meeting, which is available for rewatching on Gillette Public Access or Facebook Video. Local officials are actively discussing corrective actions to enhance communication moving forward. The wildfire event is unprecedented, and local authorities are committed to learning from the experience. During the meeting, they acknowledged the frustration and stress felt by residents is fully understood, and the Campbell County Fire Department was working diligently with other agencies to address the concerns. During the press conference, local fire officials announced the creation of an incident management team. The Southwest Area Incident Management Team No. 5 has taken over control of all communications to the public. Videos and maps have been posted to their Facebook page for the public to review. Campbell County Fire Department officials also announced the addition of air support in the firefighting effort. As the immediate emergency continues, some questions may require further reflection and analysis. Updates on these outstanding issues, including how locals can support firefighting efforts and the timelines for emergency management notifications, will be provided as soon as possible. During the press conference, Chairman Del Shellstead emphasized the importance of recognizing the dedicated efforts of those on the front lines, firefighters, emergency management personnel, and communications teams. He stressed the individuals are working timelessly under extreme conditions to protect our communities. Fire officials reiterated the wildfires have been challenging to contain due to critically low fuel moisture, high temperatures, low humidity, and extreme erratic winds. These factors have forced firefighters to use indirect tactics such as blade lines and controlled burnouts to manage the fires. They also said why these strategies may not be immediately visible or understood by the public, they are necessary to prevent the fires from spreading further. They also described the resource limitations, which have been a significant challenge, with nationwide resource drawdowns reaching critical levels. Campbell County Fire Department had to prioritize protecting residences, structures, and ranch infrastructure, which sometimes meant delaying direct engagement with the fire. Government officials expressed that despite these challenges, the community's overwhelming support through the donations of equipment, water, and supplies have been invaluable. As of Sunday, the Flat Rock Fire, located 11 miles northwest of Gillette, has burned 41,839 acres and is 35% contained. The Constitution Fire, situated 15 miles north of Gillette, has scorched 12,080 acres and is 28% contained. Wyoming's Powder River Basin faces major shifts with $5 billion coal merger and strategic hedge fund move. The energy sector in Wyoming's Powder River Basin is undergoing significant changes with two major developments this week. Cowboy State Daily reported Console Energy Incorporated and Arch Resources Incorporated, two leading coal producers, announced a merger valued at approximately $5 billion. The new entity, Core Natural Resources, is expected to achieve substantial cost savings and efficiencies. Meanwhile, a Houston-based hedge fund, Thomst Capital Management, disclosed a nearly 10% stake in Peabody Energy Corporation, aiming to push for share buybacks and maximize value in Peabody's Powder River Basin assets. These shifts come as coal production in the region faces ongoing challenges, including declining demand and regulatory pressures, leading to reduced output and job cuts at major mines like Arch's Black Thunder and Coal Creek. Despite these challenges, the coal industry remains vital to Wyoming's economy, with officials focused on preserving jobs and the state's tax base. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.